Cyclone Insider with the voice of the Iowa State Cyclones, John Walters. John, how are you?
Doing well, Brandon.
Good. A chilly morning out there. It's definitely basketball weather being inside here in Kicks Country. Of course, Iowa State back in action on Monday night as far as basketball goes. 81-60, a loss to Oklahoma State. But really, the story of that one, you know, you kind of turn on and you hear that, boy, only eight guys suiting up for Iowa State. You knew they had a short bench and it was going to be a tough contest. This is a team really, you know, a couple-week layoff, really trying to find, I guess, their legs again and get back in sync.
Yeah, I don't think that you could have gone into that game with crazy high expectations about, you know, just having a fantastic performance.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly hoped you would play well, but, you know, the reality was there were four starters out of the lineup, so you had a completely makeshift starting lineup. There was only six scholarship players available. And, you know, guys in roles that they haven't played. But, you know, they got out and they played with a lot of energy. They were having fun, and they got out to a nice 13-2 lead, and that was really fun to see. Unfortunately, you know, they kind of ran out of gas at the end of each half, which is probably not surprising. Not so much because they only played seven guys, which, you know, Coach Prohm's teams through the years, there's been a lot of times when he's only played seven guys. But it's, you know, it's the seven that he wanted to play for a lot of minutes. They were in great condition. They'd been practicing. They hadn't had 16 days off in a row. And so that's a completely different animal than what, you know, we saw on Monday night. So, you know, I thought the effort was good. Obviously, you know, a very good Oklahoma State team pulled away at the end of each half. But more than anything, Brandon, I just think it was good for those guys to get out there again. Win or lose, they hadn't played in 16 days. So I think it was healthy for them to get out there. And the other thing is, you know, some guys kind of got some minutes that they wouldn't have normally gotten. And I think showed that, you know, they've come a little ways. And so it's good to think about the future for some of those freshmen.
Iowa State will be at Mississippi State. A really good weekend of action in the SEC versus Big 12 matchups. But Iowa State against Mississippi State. What do you think Iowa State needs to do in this one to get a victory?
Well, they really do need to make some shots. And, you know, they went down to Ole Miss a couple of years ago and shot about 70% and won their SEC Big 12 Challenge game. And that was a great, great win. Obviously, that was a different team, and Lindell Wigginton and Mariel Sheock were tremendous. But, you know, this is a Mississippi State team that has a lot of height, a lot of strength along the front line. And that's an area where Iowa State's really hurting right now. You know, if Solomon Young's able to play, that would certainly help. But, you know, if it's just George Condit in the post again, you know, he's facing 6'9", 6'10", 6'11", 7 foot that Mississippi State brings in there. And so it'll be a huge challenge on the road against a team coached by Ben Howland, the guy who's been to several Final Fours, had a great career at UCLA, and now is at Mississippi State. And so, you know, very, very difficult challenge. But, you know, I think anytime these guys can go play a game right now, I consider that a victory. Now, if they can actually win a game, that's going to be even more of a victory and a much better deal. But just getting out on the floor right now is really good for these young guys and getting some opportunities. And so we'll see how Iowa State holds up, and we'll see how many guys they get back. You know, will they have closer to a full roster on Saturday?
Pre-game at 4, tip-off at 5 right here on Kicks. John, thanks for the time. Have a great call.
Thanks, Brandon. Appreciate it.